Ms. Colleen.
Thank you, Colleen. Good morning, everyone. How many of you are like me, space nerds? We love to hear about things going into space and rockets. I know we have somebody here now that works for the Space Force, so actually we should just ask Stephanie all of this, but did you know about, have you heard about what happened with Butch and Sonny? Two astronauts, they went up 6 months ago. They launched on a capsule, and by golly, they got to the space station, and something was wrong with the capsule. So NASA decided they better send the capsule back without Butch and Sonny in it, in case something went wrong. NASA has finally learned not to take chances with people's lives. Anyway, so they've been up there. The 9-day mission turned into 6 months long. Did you hear about that? Some news people said, well, they were stranded in space. That's not quite true. But at any rate, they were loving it because, I mean, they're astronauts, and going into orbit is, being on orbit is one of the best things that they love to do. At any rate, true story, they finally came home just this week. Did you see that? And they splashed down, and they made it home, and everything was wonderful. Did you know while they were gone, they get special pay? They get a per diem for being away from home. They get $5 a day. I think that one of the other astronauts that had been up for a while said he would have rather gotten mileage. Just to be a space nerd about it, they logged 107.6 million miles while they were up there. Now, I log a few miles on my car, but I haven't done that yet. So, at any rate, good morning. We're about gathering in worship. Are there any announcements that we need to deal with this morning as we're gathering and beginning our morning? If you haven't been paying attention outside, there are flowers out. There are plants that have already begun to flower. What are those ones out here on the right by the west, east door, Helen? Are those narcissus or grape hypoxias, or what are those called? Grape hyacinth. That's not a hypoxia. Okay. So those little grape flowers, I don't know what they are, but they're sure pretty. Spring is among us, and so we are grateful. Announcements. Anything else for the good of the order going on? Paya, I'm trying to remember if there's anything that we need to make people aware of. Mark, anything that we need to make them aware of? Music-wise, I think we got that covered, don't we? All right. Oh, Debbie Gunther standing with us. All right, Debbie, please.
All right. Well, thank you all.
Hang on. I don't hear you, dear, so.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone that went to Panda Express last week. I don't know how
still can't hear you, Debbie. Hang on. Okay. On the bottom, see if the
it's not working. Let me get the B one.
You want to just run up here real quick, Debbie, or? Yeah. Oh no, he's got another one for you. Okay, doke. It's been one of those mornings. I just warn you. I think it's a bad tech day. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay. Oh, it's too loud. Thank you, everyone that went to Panda Express. We got 300 from Just Grill last month. And the clothing drive is going to be May 17th. And we're going to prep for it on May 9th because we think we need more time than one day. So anybody that can help, please let me know. And that's the clothing giveaway will be May 17th. Thank you.
May 17th. Good time for us to take some of those articles of clothing that we don't need that are gently used and share those with our neighbors. Other things going on. I can't think of other things happening. We are grateful for all the different things that get done around here, and for all the work and for all the prayers and for your financial support. But let us turn ourselves to worship. Shall we do that? Let's stand, greet one another, wave hello, and we will turn to our call to worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. One spring has sprung.
Come,
blessed Christ, bring new life. Resurrect your people as nature resurrects her leaping plants. Hear all faithful who gather in worship. Hear everyone who thirsts. Come to the waters. Here you have no money. Come, buy, and eat. Buy wine and milk without money, buy without price. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Miss Holly, please.
Okay. The scripture today is from 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4, and 12 and 13, found in the Pew Bible, New Testament, page 172. I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under a cloud and all passed through the sea and were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. So if you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
By way of prayer concerns, you see the prayers on the back of the bulletin. I don't have any updates on any of these? Do we have any updates on things listed there? Larry, any better on the back?
No,
about the same. I'm sorry to hear that. Prayers for you, brother. Prayers. Others, anything else by way of concerns? Ruella has something. Mark has something. Okay.
We just got word this last week that a dear friend in Crawford has died. She was the most kind, wonderful person, and she touched every heart in that community, in that county, and she will be very missed because she helped everyone with everything.
Amen.
Name is Jolie.
Jolie? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been trying to get SPR together so we can have a meeting for the pastor's assessment. And since I put out an email, we got a response from Debbie Burns saying that she won't be here today because Joel Burns had a terrible fall and he's in the hospital in Loveland. I'm not sure how he fell, but he fell on his face. And it's, it probably looks worse than it is, she said, but let's keep Joe and Debbie in our prayers.
Thank you for that, Mark. Yes, thank you. Remember when we were little, or when we had little kids, when they'd fall and we'd bounce and, come up and put a Band-Aid on it and they'd be out, we'd be out tearing around? We don't do that as much anymore, so Joe, prayers for Joe. Others, other concerns. All right, I don't see any others. By way of birthdays, Sue Kinney has a birthday today. Simi McConey is 20 on Tuesday. Kulaya is 9 on Tuesday as well. Is that right, Paya? Am I getting all these right? Okay, I don't have any others. Anybody else with birthdays or anniversaries or special events that they would admit to? By the way, I have some good news. Have you ever had an automobile and you get a little boo-boo, a little dent, a little, I might be the only one. But at any rate, if that happens to you, turns out that Rich Schneer is good at fixing dents and, if the door out here got kind of banged up, and boy, I'll tell you what, he's a skilled craftsman. So in the trade, they call them tinners or body men. So Rich, can I you just give your card out as we're going to? Sure. And he's given me an evil eye here because I don't think he's into it. At any rate, thank you, Richard, for taking care of that. Thank you all those who did some weeding and some work around the church and what have you. All the other things going on. I don't see any other prayers of concern or celebration. Let's join together in our unison prayer. You find it in your bulletin or overhead. Lord God, you are our refuge amidst uproar. Be with us and hear our prayers. Lord, guide us to turn to your balm of calm. Help us focus on you in the midst of the distractions. Help us to guide our beating hearts to faith, not fear. Amidst the churning turmoil, show us the path to calm and assured faith and trust. We lift up those who are hurting. We lift up those who are injured, injured of body, injured of spirit. Lord, bring the miracles of your healing. In this gathering, let us gather for faithful worship at your feet. Recenter us, Lord. Reassure us. Refuel us. Lord, you are always with us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Lord God, we come before you and acknowledge that you are the creator of all things out of chaos. Out of the seas of storm and unknown, you have brought order to a world that is your creation. And out of that creation, you have created us, your creation. All of us, brothers and sisters, your children, all of us varied in place, varied us in culture, varied us in attire, varied in language, and even amongst those of similar language and culture and attire, there is division. Lord, we are in the midst of this place you call earth. And we are grateful you are with us because it is a tumultuous time. It is as if chaos has returned again. And Lord, we know that's just our own hearts, our own insecurity. Lord, help us turn back to you. Help us remember that you will not be mocked in human history, that you are and will always be the Almighty. Help us remain faithful. Help us focus upon our walks with you, with our brothers and our sisters, in all times, all places, all cultures, all languages, all political affiliations, all nationalities and languages. Lord, be with us as you always are. We offer up special prayers for those less privileged, the sojourners, the widows, the orphans, those in need of your special care and the balm of your heart. We lift them up that we might be aware of them as well and be your instruments here where we are able. Lord, we've lifted up some of the prayers of our church. We lift them. We lift Job before you. We lift all of those who are struggling, all of those with special prayers. We lift up our private prayers to you. We lift them and ask that you guide us as we seek to understand how to be your faithful ones in the world. And as we are gathered here, Lord, may we be about focusing ourselves on you and on our journey, on listening to your scripture, on listening to your Spirit in our midst, on turning ourselves from our own agendas and seeking yours and seeking your grace to do righteousness. Lord, we come before you. We offer our prayers. You know them ahead of time. You know who needs those prayers. And we lift them that we might also be aware, loving our brothers and sisters as you guide. Hear us as we come and gather. Hear us as we lift our voices with all of the brothers and sisters around the world with the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Take a moment, if you will, in meditation and thought as Colleen offers up an offertory.
Please stand if you're able. Today we're reading from Luke 13, 1 through 9. At the very time, there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will perish as they did. Or 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the other people living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will perish just as they did. Then he told them this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he had came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the man working the vineyard, See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I have found none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil? He replied, Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you may cut it down. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you. Kiddos are not as young and small as sometimes is the case, but still full of energy and vitality and this is a good chance for us to get a little bit of aerobics. So join if you will. This is filmed in Denver, by the way.
Thanks for watching Life Tree Kids.
I'm feeling good, good, good in a crazy way. God's love changed me more than I can say. Can't keep this in, gotta let it out. Gonna tell
Amen, amen, amen. I was got so caught up in that, I forgot to get my sermon ready here. Let me get out my copy. Indoor skydiving. I don't think that's what Joe was trying to do. Prayer that he recovers nicely and takes no offense. I have done my fair share of indoor skydiving and ended up with my fair share of boo-boos and bumpies. Ouch, sorry about that. Of all the years I have been in ministry, I have been getting more interactions from parishioners about what a painful time we're in. It is a painful time, and it's a painful time. It tied in, interestingly enough, with the scripture. Jesus is gathered, and they come to him, and they tell him stories of this Tower of Siloam that has collapsed. 18 people killed. Oh. Towers, you built towers in your town because you wanted, first off, security and safety, but also to proclaim that you had you were proud of yourselves and you had this thing that you could look up to as an emblem of pride. And it collapsed and killed 18. We don't know how many were wounded. We don't know the details. But this is the earthly construct that has collapsed and that has killed these. Then he makes a reference that is a little bit obscure to us in today's. We don't quite understand because we're not familiar with. Back in the time, the Romans were just antagonistic to the Jewish peoples in general. They would take some of the more violent members of their army, their legionaries, and they would dress them in the attire to disguise themselves, give them knives, and send them into the crowd of the Jews. And they could just kill, just stab people with impunity. It would be just going on. What do we have? Something going on up here? I saw Stephanie and Bo looking up. Are the lights flickering? We'll see if that fixes it. Let me know. By the way, the lights have not been flickering as much. Have you noticed over the last several weeks? I'm making a little progress. For me, it's a lot, but anyway. But the Romans, that was a cruel thing to do, not only to send legionaries in there, to sow terror, to kill people just spontaneously without reason. It sounds like some of the events in our world today, doesn't it? So some of those events of terror and injury. But not only did they do that, but there was a time when the Jews were gathered and they were making their offerings. You remember that if you committed a sin of something, you might have to bring an animal that would be slaughtered and then burnt on the altar as a burnt offering and atonement for your sin. Well, the legionaries, these slaughterers, they were killing people so that their blood was mixed with the blood of the offerings. And they asked Jesus about it, and it seems like a heresy. It seemed like a horrible thing. And they asked, well, what did these people do? What sins did they commit that they're being punished in this way? And he says, no. Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinner than all other Galileans? No. Do you remember what he said about that? No. It rains on the just and the unjust. It is our human nature to try and affix blame when something goes wrong. We've had some air incidents, some airplane incidents of late, several plane crashes, several things, and the news articles are always picking up on any hint of anything. Why did it happen? What happened? Who was responsible? What were the causes? And that's okay to try and be safe. Again, we've iterated before that you are much safer flying than you are walking the street or driving your car, by far. I believe that it's even safer than trains right now. I'm not sure on that statistic. But air travel seems to be a little more frightening to a lot of people, and we want to just confront that. But attributing blame seems to be in our human DNA. October 7th, 2023, that's the day that Hamas attacked and killed and captured a bunch of Jewish hostages. Do you remember that? You remember seeing it on the news, hearing about it? And it has resulted in this conflict in the Middle East. Why did this happen? Were the people being punished? What happened? There might be some need to examine that and find out how the Israelis had been treating the Palestinians ahead of time. I'm not excusing any of their behavior, but it might be worthy of us to say, how should we respond? How should we have responded? You know, that might have brought grace instead of anger and the growth of Hamas. Why did the Tower of Siloam collapse? Richard is a civil engineer, retired, but he and I both have a background in that. And so we might say, Richard, it might have been bad soils. It might have been a bad soil analysis. Could have been bad building materials. Could have been bad design work. Could have been the contractor that was scrimping on this, that, or the other. Could have been a little bit of shaking of the earth. They didn't have reinforcement back then. We don't know. But we want to always find out why these things happen and who might be to blame. That's in our tradition, I guess. But there are things that happen in the world that we can't really tie down that way. Cancer, awful. COVID, there's a need to try and find out where COVID came from. Was it a lab in China? Was it deliberate? Well, you know, there's all kinds of people with all kinds of hysterical ideas. We don't know. But cancer is an even more obscure one. We know some things are carcinogenic. So there's some cause and effect there, but still, cancer was around long before some of those carcinogens. But floods and forest fires and earthquakes, some of those are, we can attribute blame and we can back up and figure out why we have not been good stewards of our forests, and so forest fires are more pronounced than they were a generation ago. We can tie all of that back. Earthquakes, not so much. They happen or they don't happen. But this is not the Garden of Eden, and we need to understand that. Do you think that these others suffered, that they were worse sinners than others? Jesus asks. Bad things happen. It's part of the natural world. Nature can be capricious. And it's a horrible thing. Sometimes it's awful, sometimes it's beautiful. Nature can be amazing. But in the midst of all of those, we know that as Christians, we turn to comfort one another. So here is this passage that we read in the scripture, and it seems to be talking about all of that and the theology of blaming the victims and all the things going on there. And immediately following Jesus' response, he tells them a story about a fig tree. And this fig tree is not bearing fruit. Cut it down. And the landowner, gardener, whatever, says, no, let me dig up and spread some manure around it and see if we can't get it going. It would seem like with all the manure being spread today, we would be having a very, very rich world, wouldn't we? It's a little bit of a joke there. But this business about the fig tree is an indictment to us. It's talking to us. It is not about trees at all. Jesus is talking to us. Is the tree bearing fruit? And if there is not, we'll give it a chance. We're going to warn the tree. We're going to fertilize the tree. And we have been fertilized richly. Words and parables and guidance. The witness of the saints before us. We have been fertilized. Will we bear fruit? I have a slide, Paya. It's a joke. You're supposed to at least giggle a little. Years ago, I drove up, family, we took a trip in our camper and drove up the Pacific Coast Highway, and just driving along, taking our time, enjoying it. The crowds were not so large back then, and we came across a bunch of bushes and covered with raspberries. The branches were just hanging down to the ground with raspberries. We stopped and got out, and we were picking raspberries, and I'm picking along thinking, this is great, and we're filling up a couple of baskets, and then it dawned on me, and all of a sudden I started looking around for bears. Bears like raspberries, too. Okay, Paya, you can go. That's not the kind of bearing fruit we're talking about. Bearing fruit, the fig trees, and it's not about bearing children. Some would say bearing fruit means having as many kids as you can have. I don't think that's what the Lord was trying to teach us at all. But fruits of our Christian heritage. I have asked this before, but over the course of your lives, have you known some curmudgeons? That's my family term for those others, those ones that are cranky or ill-tempered, and not me. Never me. Scrooges, hard to love people. Have you known some of those? Untrusting ones, suspicious ones. It seems like we're seeing more and more of that all the time lately. I don't know about you, but I have loving friends that and they're being more suspicious and untrusting than ever before. It's a hard time. And they're judgmental and easily offended. It doesn't seem like, you feel like you're walking around on eggshells. How do we love them? Now, I don't want to confuse this with saying you need to stay in an abusive relationship. If that's the case and you're being injured, there are things that need to be done about that. That's not all right. And I believe that we are about confronting evil and injustice wherever we find them. In point of fact, our membership asked us that question. Will you confront evil and injustice wherever you find them? And we said, yes, Lord, we will. It is a lot easier to just avoid it all, isn't it? Something's going on, say, I don't think I want to get involved with this at all. And sometimes that's the right decision. Wisdom comes with being able to know when to leave things alone or what have you. But sometimes we are called to bear fruit. We're called to hang in there with that person. I knew a fella, and boy, he was suspicious of everybody. He had been ill-treated. He had ADHD as a kid, grew up, so he was kind of got the raw end of the stick there. And that was in a generation before we knew what that was. Do you remember growing up in elementary school when you were kiddos? Now, you young ones back there, you don't listen for a minute. But back in the day, we didn't recognize ADHD. We didn't recognize dyslexia. We didn't recognize learning disabilities. They got taunted and teased, and it was a tough time. It was hard. But this fella I knew, he'd had a tough upbringing, and so he approached the world with one fist raised and ready to do battle. Upset at the least thing, and everybody was against him. And boy, I don't know why, but I just kind of would listen and not react and kind of try and help him see why, no, it wasn't legal to do what he was thinking he should be able to do, and the police shouldn't have anything to do with, and what have you. It took years before he trusted me enough to kind of let me speak to him. And I think he has mellowed over time. God grant that it be so, that there was a little bit of a fig that grew there, that I bore just a little bit of fruit. Could it be true? So as we are about being in the midst of difficult times, and we're in a time when we might disagree vehemently with other opinions and other people over various things, let us not be those who point fingers. Let us not be those who are judgmental. Let us not be those who are purveyors of falsehoods or who express horror when others express opinions different than our own. I remember a very graphic example. I was in college in a class. I have a humanities degree, and so we were required to study this obscure author named William Shakespeare. And this teacher was a Shakespearean scholar. He was so gifted, it was beyond imagination. But we were in the class, and it was all of us humanities students with a background in this and what have you. And there was one kid in there, I might have told you about him, he was a football player. I don't know how he decided to take a class on Shakespeare. But we were analyzing one passage or component of one of Shakespeare's plays, I don't remember which one. And he asked if there were opinions, and this kid raised his hand, and he came out with the most obscure, bizarre, ununderstandable rationale for why Shakespeare had written this. And we were all kind of chuckling into our hands and shaking our heads, and the professor was just awesome. He says, I've never heard that explanation. He says, that's interesting. That's very insightful. He says, I appreciate your sharing that. Boy, it taught me a lesson. Everybody has something to share. And there's nothing that says I'm more right than you are right. So as we are about being out there trying to bear fruit, it's not going to be trying to convince people of our way of thinking and that there is wrong. We need to measure our obedience to Christ with the metric of bearing fruit. Have we brought this person closer to Christ's love and forgiveness? Bear fruit. Amen. Holly, will you come up and lead us in our closing? We're going to try and do this. It is written as a round. We're not going to do it as a round, but she will lead us. She is awesome. And we know how that, and with Colleen, they have it all figured out. Please stand if you're able.
We'll learn together, guys.
There we go. It's a family.
So, yeah, it's written as a round, but, and it's 2174, not 2172.
Yes.
And we're just going to sing the first line, the first verse, I mean, the first two, you know, on both staffs, the first verse, then the second part, and then the third part, and then we're going to repeat it again. So hopefully by the second time we'll have it down. Walk humbly with your God.
Thank you, Miss Holly. Well done. And you understand why I chose that. Bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. How do we be about that? And there we go. I don't know how many different ways that's been written and sung, and there are different melodies and what have you. But as we go from here, let's try and remember that. And let us walk humbly. And let the Lord show us the way to bear fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's join hands and let's sing our closing. God's people said, Amen. Amen.